Has the dot-com revolution passed you by? Don't know your ISP from your DSL? Having trouble making small talk with the geeks at the water cooler? Well, help is on the way. Tony Hendra, who appeared on screen as the manager for England's loudest band Spinal Tap, is editor-in-chief of the internet humor site Gigawit.com, and he's just published the Gigawit Dictionary of the English Language, and he joins us from his home in New Jersey. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
I suppose we should point out that in the e-universe, it's really not English, it's e-nglish.
It's e-nglish. The Gigawit Dictionary of the e-nglish language.
Clearly the time has come, I guess, to write this book. Is that right?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think millions, if not billions of other people have been inundated over the last couple of years with what we variously call geek speak or nerd words or internatter. And I think it's probably time to have a dictionary.
Well, let's take a few examples. How about, what is a hard drive?
Well, one of the absolute worst is Dakar to Khartoum.
Cyberspace.
Well, cyberspace has a number of different definitions. There are actually nine in this dictionary. Number three, for example, is communication medium which combines all the thrills of pen-palling with the intense excitement of ham radio. Which is followed by four, the bottomless self-loathing experienced by staying up all night scribbling notes to total strangers, whose lives are so impoverished that they stay up all night scribbling notes to total strangers. Five, vast hollow tree crammed with overweight lost boys looking for a Wendy.
Very sad indeed. Now, a URL, what is a URL?
I actually don't know what URL stands for, but whenever I see those three letters, what immediately comes to mind to me is URL. Earl, of course, is the guy who operates Yahoo's server in Biloxi, Mississippi. Although they don't call it Yahoo down there, they call it Yeehaw.
Well, what are some of your favorites?
Well, actually, the first one in the book is Algorithm, which you might think has something to do with writing software, but actually it's a technique of deep hypnosis enabling Al Gore Jr. to clap along at R&B concerts.
That's what that is. I thought it was a chemical of some kind. Well, that's good to know.
Yes. And actually, one of the interactive users... aspects of this is that if you do visit our site at gigawit.com, amongst many other things, you can actually contribute your own definitions, if there are definitions that I haven't covered. I had one just yesterday, which I really quite like, which is Linux. You know what Linux is?
I'm waiting to hear.
Linux is a character in Peanux.
Tony Hendra, publisher of the Gigawit Guide to the English Language, available at www.gigawit.com. And he joined us from his home in New Jersey. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thank you, too.